You saw a lot of action yesterday. 6 p.m. is the deadline. We'll see if the Mets and Yankees do more. I was laughing, though, at a headline. I understand that the guys who write the articles don't write the headlines, and the headlines are there to grab attention. But it did actually make me chuckle when I saw in the New York Post, walls closing in on Brian Cashman during trade deadline. The walls have never been further apart on a general manager in New York sports history than Brian Cashman. He can't even see the walls.
I know.
They never close in on this guy. He's got so much job security, and whether you like it or not, it's a fact. So the walls aren't closing in on him, and he gets Luis Garcia Jr. from the Nationals, and he needed to do that because they needed offense. So I know everybody's talking about his fit in the field or DH or whatever, and first base DH, and do they really need that? Well, they need somebody who can hit home runs and drive in runs, and he's been able to do that so far this year, but they need more. So I don't know if this means that Judge isn't coming back, Stanton's not coming back, or we can read into any of that, but in the immediacy, they needed another bat.
Yeah.
And they got one.
Badly. I mean, even look at this weekend. They don't score a lot of runs. Even when they win, they don't score a lot of runs. So, it's a good move. He's a good player. When I went to the game down in Washington, I was looking. It's funny. He was one of the guys I was looking at. I'm like, man, the guy I never really heard of much about. And he's a really good player. And he's got great versatility. He's really a middle infielder. I know this year he's been all at first base, but he can give you second base, shortstop. Hell, I wouldn't be surprised if he could play third base. So I think you got a guy that can play various spots. He's going to hit, especially when, and I say when, because I don't believe that we won't see Judge again this year. You bring Judge back into this lineup, you add him to it, and then we'll see what else they do today, because I wouldn't be surprised if they're not done yet.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that the fan base wants to see more, needs to see more. They're obviously, you know, dealing pieces out of their bullpen as well, and guys that weren't as important to Brian Cashman's build here in 2026. But yeah, they definitely need more. But I don't know if you can just, like, the argument is anytime that they bring in somebody or whatever it may be, whatever move that they make, you can make some sort of assumption that either Judge or Stanton's timetable is either quicker. Like, if they don't do anything else, we're going to hear, well, this might probably means that Aaron Judge is coming back. Or this means, if they do something else, this means that those guys, we're not going to see him. I don't know if you can do that. There's not enough information from the Yankees, just like there never is on when these guys are coming back. So just take everyone for what it is at face value, these deals that come in, if more come in today, that are adding to an offense that desperately needs it. And then on the other end, with David Stearns and the Mets, it's just sell as many guys as you can. And
sad.
It is. I mean, it's also sad, too, and good for the Rays for making a move and getting Peralta, and maybe he pitches well for them, unlike he's been able to do for the Mets. But it's another one of these things when you're going through what should be, you know, in totality, at the end of this year, the worst year that they've ever had.
Which is hard to believe, but yes.
In relation to expectation, money spent, everything else. The worst year in the history of the team, 40 years after their greatest moment, or depending on when you were alive, their second greatest moment, if you were a miracle Mets guy in 69. But still, 40 years after that in 86, the worst season they've ever had. But it's just another one of those chapters that David Stearns, who comes from Milwaukee, makes a big trade in the offseason to get one of his guys in Milwaukee that performed so well for him, brings him over, thinks maybe in the beginning of the year, it was actually talked about, he'd be open to signing an extension, Peralta, before the season was over.
I remember.
So, I was happy about that. Great, if he comes here and pitches, you can sign him to an extension. You know, maybe you get him at a little bit of a discount because he's not hitting the open market. That would be great. No Stearns, trust him, all of that. And fast forward to the trade deadline, the Mets are one of the worst teams in baseball. They are trading him to one of the teams that spends the least in baseball. And the Mets are completely irrelevant and helping out a team that's got hundreds of millions of dollars less to spend than they do every year.
It is bizarre. I mean, we've talked about it all season long, so it's not worth it.
Well, that's the thing. Sorry to cut you off, but you're exactly right. It's almost like one of these things, it's so bad, we've stopped talking about it, but it's almost like you need to continue to remind people how horrible it is.
Horrible.
I mean, it is that. This is the worst they've ever been.
Yeah.
Like, in totality, the worst season in their history. So this is just another one of those things that you're tired of it because we talk about it every single day, but it's almost like you need a stark reminder because people want to turn the page. Like, all the the Rico Bronions that listen to Evan's podcast. Like, they want to talk about A.J. Ewing or Carson Benj or whatever. That's what they want to talk about, the young guys, Nolan McLean and the other pitchers. Like, that's what they want to talk about and focus on the future. But really, you need to be reminded every now and again.
I'll remind you, Jorge Polanco 0-for-3 again yesterday,
holy
now batting 131. I'm listening to Howie yesterday when he came up, and at that point, I think he was 0-for-2 batting 135, and Howie's just like, you can't explain it. Like, he can't find his footing. He's just, and finally, he's getting booed off the field. Luis Robert Jr., since he's been back, has had a couple of nice moments. He's batting about 195. I mean, it seems like every single move that was made has blown up in his face. Like, nothing has worked. Nothing. And it's hard to watch, to where even, now, granted, I wasn't home Saturday and Sunday this week, and I got home late yesterday afternoon, so I didn't watch like I normally would. I don't feel like I missed anything. Like, I checked out the scores. I know about the trades. I did watch the 1986 ceremony, about a half-hour ceremony that Howie hosted at Citi Field on Saturday. I did watch that on YouTube when I got home yesterday, but there's nothing to watch. But you're right. They need to be reminded so they don't get a pass for what a complete and utter if you would have told me before the season that they went 500 and just missed out on the playoffs, I would have said disaster. Like, that's a disaster. I don't even know what you call this. Aside from a complete and utter embarrassment.
Yeah, it's the worst one. It's now the new reference point. I mean, it used to be the Torborg worst team money can buy, Bobby Bonilla situation. I mean, you had other ones in there, the Mo Vaughn, Kevin Apier year. Obviously, the collapse, the 7-17 when Boomer and Carton started, which was such a big deal back in 2007, where you had that to kick off the show, and then it was like a Mets, and then they absolutely choked and died. I remember producing Joe and Evan at that time, and we had Cole Hamels on, and he said choke artists, and it became a whole big thing on the back page. So that team, it was embarrassing, but at least they had, I mean, they came off an NLCS the prior year. They were, I mean, it was a really bad choke job, but this in totality is, if they had the second best odds in the National League to make it to the World Series prior to the year, to a, you know, monstrosity of a team and a franchise in the Dodgers that we'll talk more about coming up as they get Scooble. But, you know, for that to happen and for this thing to go down the way that it has this year into potentially a lockout, it's the worst one ever now. This is not recency bias. It's the worst one ever, and there's just all like these little crumbs that happen here or there that just make it even worse day by day. And this is another one that the Mets are trading potentially, you know, top of the rotation guys. He's been Peralta. He wasn't here, to a team that is known as the smallest of the small market teams, so they can go chase a championship, and we can just sit here and sit in our North Shore adult diapers and poop ourselves all the way through October.